Danny and the Dinosaur in the Big City by Bruce Hale.
Guess where we're going? Danny asked his friend the dinosaur.
Where? Asked the dinosaur.
My class is taking a field trip in the big city, said Danny, and you're invited too.
The next day, Danny and his class rode in a yellow bus. The dinosaur had to walk, but he didn't mind. The view was amazing. Everyone stared at the city. Such tall skyscrapers, so many people, so much traffic. Danny's class went to a big park. Everyone rode the carousel, except the dinosaur.
Sorry, you're too big, said the carousel operator.
When Danny and his class rode the fireboat, Danny even got to sound the siren. The dinosaur couldn't fit, so he swam beside the boat. The class visited a fancy music hall. Everybody loved watching the famous dancers do their dance.
Kick, kick, kick.
But when the dinosaur joined the dancers, everything shook. To reach the subway, Danny's class rode the escalator. The dinosaur didn't know what to make of moving stairs, but everyone was excited to ride underground. When Danny's class visited the big square, the dinosaur was a real hit.
Nice costume, buddy, shouted a construction worker.
Then the class walked along the old railroad line where they could see the whole city spread out below them. In late afternoon, Danny's class went to see Lady Liberty. Everyone was amazed.
The statue is so big, said Danny.
It's just the right size, said the dinosaur. I've never felt small before.
As the sun sank low, it was time to leave. Danny's class sang songs all the way back home. The dinosaur helped. When at last they got home, Danny and the dinosaur said, "Where will we go on our next field trip?" The end.